I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Way down into the deepest valley, looked all around, down there, couldn't find nobody.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy name. Yeah. We magnify you, Lord. Amen. We glorify you. Yeah. We love you, Lord. Yeah. Without you, we will be nothing.
Amen.
Without you, we will fail.
Yes.
Without you, where we will be.
Yes, Lord.
Today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah. We cannot thank God enough. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, since they got the scripture, we just gonna open the word of God. We're gonna go to the Luke chapter 1. We're gonna begin at verse 26. Everybody got to say amen.
Amen.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. Remember that name, Joseph. Of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. An angel came unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind, and what manner of salutation is this? But this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she have also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For unto God nothing shall be impossible.
All right.
And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. The title of the message is The Indescribable Gift.
All right. Amen.
Something that cannot be explained. Something that can't, we don't understand. You may be seated. The indescribable gift.
Amen.
Mary was espoused, or in our terms, engaged to Joseph. Mary was highly favored by God. He'd been watching her. He was checking her out, seeing how she was living her life according to the scriptures. She exuded favor. She was very humble. She was a gentle soul. She was a virgin. She was pure. She exuded holiness. She lifted up the Savior, the Lord. But she didn't know, but she lifted up God. She worshiped him. She honored him with her lifestyle. Everywhere she went, she exuded favor. She was not a drama queen. She didn't cause no heartaches to anyone. She was always about the Lord's business. He said not only she was favored, she was highly favored. She was blessed beyond. And the angel came to her. Can you imagine somebody coming up to you talking about?
No.
Hail Mary. Hello, blessings, greetings to you. You are going to be endowed with the Holy Ghost, and you're going to bring forth a son. And so she's thinking in her mind, like, how am I going to do that? I know not a man. I have not been with a man sexually. How am I going to conceive this child?
Come on now.
We just only espouse to one another. We engage to one another. Sure, I love him. But how is this going to happen? You know, we wonder when God tells us some things too.
Yeah.
We ponder and we think about it, you know. But Mary has been selected by God. We have been selected by God to serve him, to give him glory, to praise him, to honor him,
right,
to lift him up, and to tell others about Jesus Christ. But she's been selected to carry and birth the Son of God, this gift that's going to be in her. She's going to bring forth this gift, this life. You know, life-giving life. She kept herself pure before God and the others. She was so humble. She was pure in spirit. She was pure in heart. She was pure in her body. You know, I don't know if anybody watched that show called The Pastor, a Pastor Show. Nick got this guy on there talking about, you know, he's a virgin. It seemed like he's just the topic of the thing. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
He waited until God select his wife for him. People don't wait nowadays. Anyway, so in verse 34 she said, Mr. Gabriel, Mr. Angel, come in. How can this thing be? Seeing I know not, amen, I have not had sexual relations with no man. She began to ponder and think. She said, wait a minute, hold up. What's going on? Why have I been selected? I haven't slept with no one. She wanted clarity. She wanted some understanding. How can this thing be? How? And he said, the Holy Ghost. He's going to overpower you. He's going to overtake you. He's going to put this gift inside of you. The Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? The third part of the Trinity. The triune. The third part of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
Right.
He is the truth. He is our comforter.
Yeah.
He is our director. He is our guide. He is our leader.
Yes.
He is our counselor.
Yes.
That's who he is. Have we heard about him? I always go there. I say, Holy Ghost, I need some guidance today. I need to be taught something today. I need to be shown you something. I need you to reveal yourself to me.
That's right.
I need you to lead me, direct me, and guide me. I will follow.
Yeah.
We can't live this life without the Holy Ghost.
Come on now.
Amen.
We can't live this life on our own, in our flesh.
Amen.
But the Holy Ghost shall overtake you. He's going to empower you. He's going to equip you with this gift. And oh, by the way, he says the holy thing which will be born of you shall be called the Son of God. That gift is going to come out of you. And then also he said in verse 34, he said, by the way, your cousin Elizabeth, she's already conceived a child. She's old in age. And she's going to have bear a son whose name going to be John. He's the forerunner of the gift that's in you.
Amen.
He's going to prepare a way for the coming Savior. Just stay cool, relax, and be pure in heart and your spirit. But she was pregnant. Your cousin is pregnant. Say, for with, in verse 37, say, for with God, nothing, nothing,
that's right,
nothing,
nothing
shall be impossible.
Come on now. Yeah. Amen.
God specializes in taking the impossible and making it possible.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
When God steps into the midst of an impossibility, he can make what's impossible possible.
Amen. That's right.
It doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what you are going through. It's possible to him.
Yeah.
Man.
Sometimes we can't see our way out. We don't know which way to turn, which way we go, where we're going. Long as we stay and hold on to his unchanging hands, he's going to guide us, he's going to lead us, and he's going to bring us out victoriously.
Amen. Amen.
So in verse 38, Mary took the angel at his word. Once she said all that, she said, okay, all right. And said, according to your word. Because she knows that word came from my own heart.
That's right.
It came from the Father.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go to Matthew chapter 1. Remember I was talking about Joseph? I'm so excited about this word of God.
Amen.
And it's so quiet in here. We're going to go down to verse 18. It's almost over. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother, Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel, that same angel Gabriel, who spoke to Mary, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee thy wife, Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sin.
Yes.
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and that they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from the sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now she had to go tell Joseph that she got this gift really grow inside of her. And she said, baby, honey, she batted her eyes, sugar lips, sweetie pie, honey bunches of oats. I don't know how to tell you, Brother Tom. No, I ain't gonna do that. I don't know how to tell you. I'm pregnant. I heard you, Brother Rodney. You out of here. I am pregnant. angel that came and told me that I got this gift. The Holy Ghost is going to empower me and going to equip me in my womb without touching a man, without being sexually active with a man. He even endowed me by the Holy Ghost. And I'm finna carry this guy, this Savior of the world, Jesus in me. I got this gift inside of me. Jesus. Well, can you imagine the look on Joseph's face? What's going through his mind? Who is the father? Who the baby daddy? Who is it? She said, the Holy Ghost, Joseph. The Holy Ghost. The third part of the Godhead. You know the God we serve? The God that we love on? Then he began to ponder and think. And then he went to sleep and he had a dream. I told you that was the same Joseph. He had another dream. And the angel came right back to him in the dream. The one you can in verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't wonder. Don't worry. Don't be concerned. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth the son. She shall bring forth Jesus. She shall bring forth the Savior. She shall bring forth the Lord. But don't worry. And what I really loved about Joseph, he didn't leave her. As he got that confirmation from the angel, from God himself, he didn't walk out on her. He didn't embarrass her. He didn't judge her. He didn't humiliate her. He didn't even shame her. He didn't expose her. He didn't have the Twitter fingers going on. He didn't put it on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all the social sites, the internet. He didn't do none of that. He said, come on, baby, come on. We're going to walk off. We're going to walk off. See, he loved her, but he loved God the more. Because he was a just man. He was an honorable man.
Yes, yes.
He was a righteous man.
Yes.
This indescribable gift is in her. Who is this gift? In each and every last one of us.
Yes, Lord.
We have that indescribable gift.
Yes. Right.
How can we describe Jesus?
My Lord.
He is our Savior. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is our Master. He is our Holy One. He is the righteous Savior. He is our Anointed One. He is our Counselor. He is our Waymaker. He is our Deliverer. He is our Healer. He is our Protector. He is the Lily of the Valley. He is Alpha and Omega. He is our first and last. He is the beginning and the ending. Who is He? Who is and is to come.
Yes, Lord.
He is our eternal God.
Yes.
He is Lord of Lords and King of all kings.
Yes,
that's who He is. Who is He to you? He is our love. He is our joy. He is our peacemaker. He is goodness. He is Almighty God. He is a Rosh Hashanah.
That's right.
Yes, He is.
He is our Jehovah. He is our Elohim. He is our Creator. He is the Most High God.
Amen.
He is our banner.
Amen.
Let's celebrate Him. Let's worship Him. Let's honor Him. Let's praise Him. Our gift, which He keeps on giving to us. Unwrap this gift today. Perfect this gift up. Lift up holy hands. Praise Him. Worship Him. Love on Him. Holy, holy, holy is He.
Yes.
What's His name?
Jesus.
What's His name?
Jesus.
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Everyone stand up and give him some glory today. Because he is so worthy. Jesus, sweet Jesus. That's who he is. That precious gift that's in us, that's living within us today. Jesus, that's his name. Love on the Lord today. Because he is so worthy. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise.
Hallelujah.
That special gift in us. Unwrap this gift. Use this gift. Give this gift to someone else. Witness about this gift to someone else. Win souls to Christ with this gift. That's what he came down here for. To redeem mankind back unto God. Because God was through with us. He was through with human mankind. And all our evil ways, our wicked ways, our thought life, you know, we do what we want to do. And Jesus said, I'll go down.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I'll get them back together.
Yes, he did.
Because when God is through with you, he's through with you. I'm so glad we are living in the dispensation of his grace and his mercy and his favor. Because once God is through with you, hey, like when he told Moses, he said, wait a minute, when he was giving him the commandments, and he said, wait a minute, my people down there corrupted themselves. I got you up here trying to give you some commandments and some laws and some rules so we can follow them.
Yeah.
So just so y'all can follow them.
Yeah.
And Moses came down, and he even got mad. He threw them tablets down. What are y'all doing? Y'all partying, y'all carousing, and having sex, and drinking, and doing all kind of manner of evil.
And
then he told Moses, Moses got down there, and he said, wait a minute, who's on the Lord's side?
That's right.
Y'all stand beside me.
That's right.
And those who's on the other side, when that earth opened up, like the hell enlarged itself, opened up and swallowing them up. God don't play. And see, we taking advantage of our God.
My Lord.
That we can get away with anything and everything. Doesn't work that way. But I sure thank God for Jesus. For shedding his blood for us. For redeeming us back to him. He is our bridge. That's that special gift I'm talking about. For his mercy, his grace. And he loved us just that much. He loved us first. God said, I love you first. Everybody know John 3:16. For God so loved the world. He created this world so we can inhabit it.
Yes.
But he created us to praise him.
Yes.
To lift him up.
Jesus.
To consider our gift first before ourselves.
Thank you, Father.
And I thank him. You know, sometimes when you pray, we always praying for things and materialist things and stuff going on in our life. No, we gotta praise him first before we even ask him. You know, once you love on him, don't you know? He'll give you anything you ask for. He said, long as you ask and you believe.
That's
right. Leave it at the altar. Don't pick it back up. Just praise him. That's all he wants. I know when I was a little girl, I'd go to my dad. Daddy, you know I love you. What you want? You know, once you give him some praise, he'll give it to you.
Yeah.
That's all we got to do. Every day, every minute of our lives. We can praise him in our cars. That's why sometimes I don't like... I know I've been changing. I know the change within me. But TV, I can do without TV. I ain't got to have. I don't even have to have the radio on. And while I was singing, I caught myself the other day on the freeway. Just singing and praising God. Didn't have the radio on. See, that's when it comes from the spirit. I don't need music to move me.
Come on,
man. You have to worship God that way. Because you have to worship God in the spirit.
That's right.
You can't do it in your flesh. Because it's all about yourself then. Don't you thank him? And I was like, I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I honor you. I glorify you. I praise you. I thank you. I thank you. I love on you. Lord, you are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are merciful. You are love. I thank you for loving me. I thank you for shedding your blood for me. I just thank you for who you are. I adore you, Lord. I exalt your holy name. I extol you. I lift your name up on high. You know, you pour out your heart and your from your spirit. God does it from heart to heart, from spirit to spirit. He don't have anything to do with the flesh, because it's not going to inherit the kingdom of God anyway.
That's right.
We think it is. That's what I love about Brother Little John. Before he passed, he said, "You know what? I got faith. I love my Lord. If he gonna take me, I'm glad to go home."
Yes, he did.
Those are decisions we have. Not even decide outside really to make. We have to live it. We got to unwrap this gift. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Are we closing out? This is the end of the service. Well, we're going to continue to love on the Lord. We're going to lift our hands up on high. And we're going to give him some praise. We're going to give him some worship.
In the ancient times, I raised up Joseph that he might bring forth his people out of the land, that he might preserve them. I took him down into Egypt and I brought him out. And then I raised up another one who would put his hand upon the Son of God and raise him up. He was called the carpenter, but I prepared him through that man. For ministry, and I'm preparing you with that same gift. You are blessed among all people, for you have that unspeakable, undescribable gift within you. And that gift is able to save. That gift is able to heal. That gift is able to deliver. Mention that gift, because that gift is salvation. Yes. In that gift is what man hath need of. That is why I sent my son down here to sacrifice himself for, that I might reconcile mankind back unto myself. Yes. So speak forth the goodness of God. Speak forth of my blessings upon man. Speak forth of the goodness and the healing and the hope that I have in him through my son. And you shall be blessed. You shall be happy. For when I return, I will receive you unto myself, saith the Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah. Glory. 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 Glory.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm going to do? Everybody just come to my left. You're right. I'm just going to anoint you real quick, and we're going to go on down that.